This show is a proud member of the TechPodcast.com network.
Find out more about this and other shows at
www.techpodcast.com.
TechPodcast.com.
If it's tech, it's here.
SourceTrunk. Your trunkload of open source.
Hi, and welcome to SourceTrunk episode 29, recorded on 12th of November 2007. This podcast will try to show the listeners the more practical examples of open source and free software. I will do this by taking random open source software and give it a little review. I'll be drinking a triple Carmelit with this episode, and I've been looking forward to this beer all week. I've never tried it before, but it's a triple, so it's bound to be very good. It's from the Brouwerij Bosstils, and that is the same brewery which makes the Quack beer I reviewed last week. About the Quack beer, a colleague of mine remembered me that I didn't mention anything about the name Quack, and it refers to the sound it makes when people drink it too quickly and the beer comes out of the little ball on the end. Quack. That's where the name comes from. Now, this triple Carmelit is brewed according to an ancient recipe from 1679. It's from the convent of the Carmelites in Dendermonden. And the most striking of this beer is the use of three different grains. That's wheat, oats, and barley. And it has a nice clear look, so you can look through it to make sure that there are no nasty bits in it. And yes, it is, as I expected, a very, very nice beer. And it has a very nice logo on the bottle, a triple Carmelit. Okay, let's go.
System tools.
XAMPP. I'll give you the description from the site. Quote, many people know from their own experience that it's not easy to install an Apache web server, and it gets harder if you want to add MySQL, PHP and Perl. XAMPP is an easy to install Apache distribution containing MySQL, PHP and Perl. XAMPP is really very easy to install and to use. Just download, extract and start. End quote. Well, first, for the people who are not too familiar with web servers and databases and stuff, this podcast is really for you if you want to tinker with them. I'll give just a little explanation of what a LAMP configuration is. LAMP is spelled L-A-M-P, and the L stands for Linux, which refers to the operating system. Then you have Apache, and Apache is one of the best, I would say, the best web server in the world, completely open source. Then you have the M of MySQL, which is the database management system or database server, which is completely open sourced as well. And then you have PHP, the P from PHP, the P from Perl, or the P from Python, which are programming languages. Linux, Apache, MySQL, PHP, Perl, or Python, which makes LAMP. A LAMP configuration is a combination of those solutions. It's a solution stack. And that gives you an extremely configurable and extendable web server, which you can use for various programs, various sites, which use databases as a backend, which use programming languages to have really complex sites on it, which use Linux as the operating system to be very stable, and which uses Apache as one of the best web servers available. Now, that is LAMP. It's not easy to install all those components separately. It's really for system administrators, or if you're a real hobbyist, you would do it without any doubt. But for people who just want to tinker with it, want to try out some web applications, it's sometimes a mess. It gets really hairy in there if you don't really exactly know what you're doing. And who could blame you? So XAMPP is a program which installs the complete LAMP configuration on your computer or laptop or server with one click of the button. Well, five clicks of the button. And you don't have to know exactly what you're doing. You will have a complete running LAMP configuration on your computer. Now, why would you need this? Who would need this? That is more appropriate. For example, as I said, personal use. You would love to try out some web applications you find on this podcast or in the wild, but you don't have the skills yet to install it from scratch. You don't have the skills to install the Apache server. You don't know where to begin with an SQL server. Then XAMPP is completely for you. For example, you are a web developer and you go to clients and you want to sell them your product, which is websites. Your website has to be on a web server, and most of the time it will be one of your test web servers which are on the internet. When you are at your client's site, they might have a very bad internet connection, and when you try to show them your site, which normally runs very, very fast, there it will go very slow. And then you can well explain, yes, but I think your network in your office is not too fast. The impression is completely gone. You can't convince the people to buy your website or to buy your product or service. If you had a complete LAMP configuration on your laptop, there would be no network in between, and it would be unbelievably fast. It would be enough for you to make a little change in your hosts file to serve to your own computer without a client even knowing it. The LAMP configuration, the MySQL server, the Apache server would all be on your little laptop. You can't get it for one user as fast as this. Web developers, web salespersons who go out on the road really need something like XAMPP. Now, another example is one of my jobs as a system administrator was maintaining the servers, the Apache servers, the MySQL servers. I installed them from scratch. I installed them mostly from source to have the best performance out of them. And the problem was that while I enjoyed setting up the different servers and have it redundant and all that comes with the job, my web masters, they really liked having their own test server, and I had to administer that one as well. Not only did they like to have a little test server that wasn't available from the internet, they also liked to have their own LAMP configuration on their laptop so that they could develop on the road, develop on the train. And that was really too much for me to maintain. I had already enough servers to maintain, set aside maintaining the laptops, the complete LAMP configurations from scratch, maintaining every little plugin that was out there for Apache. That was really too much. And XAMPP was the complete solution for this problem. Okay, now, how can you install this thing? Very easy. The installation is there for Windows systems, macOS systems, and Linux systems. And I'll start by showing you how to install it on a Windows system. This will not take long, I promise, because the installation is really a breeze. You have three files you can download. You have an installer you can download, that's really easy to use on a Windows system. You can download a zip archive, that's for the purists, people who don't want to install stuff but just want to make a little folder with all the applications in it. And you have a self-extracting zip archive, which is very small and about the same thing as the zip archive. It's just smaller. Okay, I did it via the installer. And just to make some things clear, every time I install a program to test it out, I do it on a Parallels or VMware virtual machine, so I can throw away the complete Windows system and take a new one from scratch, just to have a complete fresh install to do it on. So I installed it via the installer, I double-clicked on the installer, I select a language, I got a welcome screen, that's my first next I had to press. The install location was in C:\XAMPP, And it asked me if I had to have a little desktop icon. Yes, that's the second next I had to click. It installed a little Apache XAMPP folder in the start menu. And then it asked me if I wanted Apache as a service, MySQL as a service, and FileZilla as a service. Yes, yes, yes. Next thing, Windows Firewall gave me a little message to unblock the HTTP port, the port where the Apache server would be serving on, and it's done. It's installed, it's good to go. If I didn't have a clue what all those questions were about, I just have to go, yes, next, done. That's it. I have on my Virgin Windows system a complete MySQL-driven Apache web server on which I can release PHP Perl scripts without even thinking about it. That's it. Now it's installed, but what do I do next? Well, you have a control panel where you can start and stop all your services, and then the most beautiful aspect of the complete installation is surfing to your own XAMPP installation. You open a browser, for example Firefox, and you type in localhost, hit enter, and you have your complete website available to you. XAMPP gives you a complete web-based configuration panel. Therein you can tweak your complete XAMPP installation and browse around a bit to see what is installed, what is not installed. For example, on the left side I can click on status. I could choose different languages as well, so don't be worried if you saw some German on the side. It's in English, French as well. There are other languages as well. Dutch, Polish, Italian. You have to check it out for yourself. Well, you can see the status. You have your MySQL database, which is activated, PHP, HTTPS, SSL, CGI, server side includes, SMTP service is not activated. That's something I have to activate later on. And an FTP service. It's all in there. It's all available. It's all up and running. Now, you have a very insecure system at the moment, but I'll get back on that later on. You can browse through the documentation, you can see which components are installed, you can have your PHP info, you have some demos of web applications that are already working, so you can see if everything is really going as it should. You have PHP MyAdmin, which is a front end in PHP to administer your own MySQL database. Here you can create databases, make tables, you can put data in it, you can get data out, you can make SQL queries from this, so you don't have to do it via the command line. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, no problem at all. You'll have the time of your life finding it out with XAMPP. Okay, now, Webalizer as well, you can check your statistics for your web server and the PHP switch, which is also something I'm going to talk about later on, but it's really, really awesome. Okay, that's for the Windows installation. Now, it just installed all the components in a little folder. That means if I want to get rid of this complete installation, it's enough for me to go to how is it called in Windows? The configuration panel, settings, control panel, and remove software. There I can remove XAMPP and everything will be completely gone. It will even ask me if I'm sure that I want to remove all the database files as well. Yes, just erase everything from my machine and it as if it has never been there. Beautiful. You install it in a jiffy, you remove it in a jiffy. No harm done to the computer. For the purists, you can, instead of installing, just make a little folder. There you can unpack everything in it, double-click on setup underscore XAMPP, and it's the same thing. You have your control panel, you can surf to localhost, you can install your PHP scripts, you can write your first Hello World program in PHP, buy yourself a PHP book, and start learning PHP. It's all there, and it's very easy. Okay, that's for the Windows installation. On Linux, well, on Linux, it always has been very easy to install those things, and it's getting easier and easier. For example, in Debian, it's enough to apt-get your way through the complete installation, apt-get install MySQL, apt-get install Apache, apt-get install PHP 5, apt-get install GD libraries, stuff like that. It's really, really easy. But still, what if you don't want to install it via apt-get and you just want to install it in a little folder which you can use and throw away afterwards? It's the same thing. You make a little directory in dash opt dash and you call it lamp with L-A-M-P-P. There you unpack the complete installer and you do a opt lamp lamp start. You use it. If you're done with it, you do a opt lamp lamp stop. It's ridiculously simple. The most beautiful aspect of this is that it's the same for Windows or Linux or Mac OS X, but I tried something else on Linux. I installed it on a little USB drive. And there it really shines, because you can mount your USB drive on opt lamp, install the lamp software, install your PHP scripts, make your SQL entries and so on, unmount the USB drive, go to another computer, mount it, start your server again, and just continue working. It doesn't get any more easy than this. Security-wise, it's another deal. It's not secure at all, but as I said, I'll get back on the security. On macOS X, it's the same thing. It's really easy. It's just exam folder in your dash applications folder. You get a control panel and everything. Now, the installation's conflicted with my running Apache MySQL installations, which is completely normal. So I've put my running Apache and MySQL on a different network port and everything was completely back to normal. That is beautiful. Now, as I said, the practical use, you want to try something out, you're a web developer and so on and so on and so on, you're a system administrator that doesn't want to have all the hassle of maintaining the LAMP configurations on laptops. XAMPP is exactly for you. One thing that is really neat is that you can switch instantly from PHP 5 to PHP 4 and vice versa. I think a lot of web developers will go, whoa. Maybe they won't, but I think they will. Yes, the benefit of having a little USB drive in your pocket with your complete website on it is just amazing. The negative aspects. Well, there's not really a negative aspect. The only thing that is a bit negative is security, but they warn you on the site that this is not for production purposes. XAMPP is not meant to be installed on a web server and be put in the front end of the internet. You could do it, and there are even a lot of switches which you could use from, for example, the web front end to make it more secure. You could click on a few buttons to make it more secure, but still, it is not meant to be a production server. It runs very fast, yes. It is pretty secure if you make it secure, yes, but you always have to have web servers which are really completely tuned to what you want. You want to tune your MySQL servers memory-wise for what you want to do, and so on, and so on, and so on. It's for development purposes only, and it does a very good job. The authors are K. Vogelgesang and K. Oswald Seidler. Some tips. Don't be alarmed by the fact that the fora of XAMPP and a lot of documentation is in German. Yes, they're German-based, but there's a lot of English or even French or Dutch or your language available as documentation. The availability, at the moment, there are four XAMPP versions. You have the Linux systems. You have versions for Windows 98, NT 2000, 2003, XP and Vista. There's a beta version for the Solaris Spark operating system. And there's a beta version for macOS X. Oh, I didn't know it was beta. It worked that well. Okay, this release is 1.6.4 and you can get it from apachefriends.org and the link is on sourcestrong.com. The license, well, XAMPP is a compilation of free software. It's free of charge and it's free to copy under the terms of the GNU General Public License. But that's only for the compilation that XAMPP is. You should check out the different licenses, for example, Apache or MySQL. They have different licenses. Also open source, but not necessarily the GNU General Public License. You can support us by giving generous PayPal donations to this wonderful, wonderful project. Really, if you use it and you find yourself having real benefits of it, think of the people who made it and give a little donation.
A little extra.
UGrabber. UGrabber is an ncurses-based, lightweight, multi-threaded, NPTEL-based command line YouTube.com video downloader with proxy support, which is a mouthful. It's a very neat little program, which, if you feed it a little YouTube URL, will download the YouTube video for you in a FLV format on your desktop or on the directory where you started the little command line program from. I really like it because you don't have to go out to the YouTube site when a friend sends you a little YouTube URL and get even more distracted by it. Just enter it in the command line and it will download it for you. You even can, in the preferences file, give your login and password. I came across it completely by accident, and I must say, since I have this, every little URL that is sent to me, hey, watch this or check this out, I'll just throw it in the command line utility UGrabber and don't get distracted by all the rest. Negative aspects? Nope. The author is Quetzi Garcia. I hope I pronounced this correctly. And it's available on all systems POSIX because it's a little C program. It has been tested on GNU Linux, and they state that it should compile run on other POSIX platforms. Well, I just installed it on Mac OS X, for example, and it works out of the box. The latest release is 0.29, and you can get it from ugrabber.sourceforge.net. You can find the link on sourcetrunk.com. The license is GPL, and you can contact the author, see the site for details, to ask him how you can help him. Listener feedback. I got a lot of feedback and I'm really thankful for the feedback because that gives me a bit of an idea what you like, what you don't like, stuff like that. It's always nice to hear from listeners. Just bear with me. I'll go through a few of them really quick. I got a mail by a certain David who told me he had a problem with the AUG feed. He couldn't play it on the iAudio 7 player. Well, I'm trying to promote the AUG feed as much as I can, and hearing that people have problems playing it, well, it doesn't discourage me a lot, but it shows that AUG has, or the players that support it, have a long way to go. I'll try to see if I can change the format so that it be more generally accepted. I got a nice feedback from Frank Bell. I'll just read it. I recently got an MP3 player and entered the wonderful world of listening to podcasts. I discovered your podcast on techpodcasts.net and enjoyed it so much that after Podracer downloaded a whole bunch of back episodes, I've been listening to them with great enjoyment. I truly enjoy the reviews, even when they address software that I have no need for and frankly would never use. When you're done sampling all the beers in the world, you might consider sampling the wonderful world of Scotch whiskey. Frank Bell, Wilmington, Delaware, USA. Scotch whiskey. Well, I like a good whiskey once in a while, but the problem is it would be a bit expensive to do reviews on that one, and I like to finish my bottles, so that could be problematic. I got beer bin material. I got from Charlie Brownow, gave me a very nice link to the Belgian Beer Cafe, which is in Sydney. Then I've got a mail from Gustavo Rubini. I'm quickly going to go through that one as well. I've been listening for your podcast for about 3 months, and I want to compliment you on a brilliant idea on combining two great things on one show: open source software and Belgian beers. I also wanted to contribute to your list of Belgian beer pubs around the world and say that there is one called Belgian Beer Paradise in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. There is also another one in Sao Paulo, but I've never beer there. Sorry for the pun, but I couldn't help it. The website is only in Portuguese, but if you browse through it, you'll find out that there is a respectable selection of beers. Regards, Gustavo Rubini. And yes, the two links are really astonishing to see. How do they get those beers over there? That's what intrigues me the most. How did it do it? I know our exportation for the beers is pretty good, but Sao Paulo, that is really astonishing. Thank you for the mail. I got a mail from Erik Woekele Kloppenburg, which is one of the developers of Urban Terror. And he thanked for the review. He had two comments. One thing that Frank Karim and me probably missed was that you can bandage yourself with the Q button in the game, and you can stop bleeding and fix broken legs and stuff like that. And with the same key, you can medic teammates when standing close and looking at them, giving back their health. And with a medkit, you can medic even faster. That's what Frank really could have used in playing the game. The license of EO Urban Terror, the free engine replacement for Quake 3, is GPL, but Urban Terror, the free mod and the total conversion, goes by the Quake 3 SDK license, which is really important information because one should not mess with license. Okay, let's wrap it up. Keep the beer bin stuff coming. I really like to read about exotic or not so exotic places where they serve Belgian beer, as it were, somewhere in Brussels. Even if you know only one little pub in your neighborhood which has only one Belgian beer on the menu, I want to hear about it. I know that this will make friends and colleagues and listeners think even more that this podcast is just a lame excuse to talk and review beers and has nothing to do with technology in general. Well, who am I to try to convince you otherwise? Leave your comments on sourcestrung.com or mail me directly via sourcestrung@gmail.com. I'm leaving you with She's Nuts by Wild Bunch. Thanks for your time. And good hunting. The way she moves is so seductive. Look in her eyes, she's my girl interrupted. My baby is crazy. She's hot and she's mine. Some people ask me, how do I take it? I say without her that I never make it. Maybe she's crazy, but she's hot and she's mine. My girl is nuts, but that's alright, 'cause she's crazy about me. My girl is nuts, but that's alright, 'cause she's crazy about me. Oh, hey. She likes to fight like it's premeditated, especially when she's not medicated. I like the way she haunts me and stalks me. Yeah, I like to see her getting jealous. I can't help the fact that the way she acts real crazy is turning me my on. My girl is nuts, but that's alright, 'cause she's crazy about me. My girl is nuts, but that's alright, 'cause she's crazy about me. Whoa.
About us like all the time, but some of that stuff you can leave behind. That's why I'm sitting here now, got me writing a rhyme. You're going crazy, tripping off lately. Love me or hate me, you're having my baby. So calm down, I'ma always be around. You're riding around town, no smile but a frown. Hey, what you say, should we jump the broom? Honeymoon in the room while the blossoms bloom. Just stay tuned, baby, stick with me. You can pass me the eye, blow a kiss to me. Let the past stay behind and listen, see. Take a risk with me, and you're simply never missing me. So we fist to be happily.